The culture war over the coronavirus is playing out in the Florida legislature this week. State Republicans, led by Governor Ron DeSantis, are trying to pass new laws to undercut President Biden's proposed vaccine requirement for companies with 100 or more workers. Florida is also one of several states challenging that rule in court. Democrats say the special session is political theater. Reporter Ana Ceballos is covering it for the Miami Herald. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what is Governor DeSantis saying about this legislative session? What is he saying it's about?
So DeSantis called a special session, and Republican leaders in the legislature have backed him up on bills that they say are needed to prevent employees from losing their jobs over a personal choice. The messaging really here is about protecting the freedom of individuals when it comes to the workplace environment and giving them the power to decide whether or not to get the vaccine.
What DeSantis really wanted, apparently, was a ban of any kind of vaccine requirements in Florida, right? Did he get that?
Right. He's, for several months now, the governor has been talking about banning vaccine mandates. And now, when the bills were rolled out, what we're looking at is a bill that would allow private employers to require employees to be vaccinated as long as they offer several opt-outs, such as, for example, providing a doctor's note, claiming a religious exemption, wearing a mask, or undergoing regular testing. So it's not quite a ban.
And is the end goal there more state control then over the whole process?
Right. That's what DeSantis has been saying. He says that it's about both individual freedom, but also the state's ability to not be subjected to federal vaccine mandates. And it is putting private businesses in the middle of what they should be abiding by, whether it should be the state rules or the federal rules.
Right. Businesses are in a tough spot because they could be fined for firing workers who don't want to get vaccinated. And under the proposed federal rules, they could be fined for not vaccinating workers. So they're in a bind, aren't they?
They are a little bit in a bind. They are lobbying for more leeway, but it is unclear whether or not they will be able to succeed.
The problem comes, though, when a business wants all of its employees to be vaccinated. And I think about a hospital situation, right? What are the ramifications there, Anna?
They're being asked to choose. Will you be following state requirements or federal requirements? For a lot of these healthcare facilities, there's also the concern that they might lose federal funds for things like Medicaid, or for private employers, for example, if they were to not provide the opt-outs and still issue a blanket vaccine mandate for all employees. Employees would be allowed to file complaints against their employers with the Attorney General's office, which could levy fines of up to $50,000.
And Republicans in Florida are actually calling for withdrawing from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which is the federal agency that would enforce these vaccine rules. How would that change the calculus here?
So that's another big bill that is being considered. A lot of the Democratic lawmakers have called this quote unquote ridiculous, because they say, you know, this will take years to even be in effect if it is approved.
And lawmakers are also debating mandates in schools. Tell us what's likely to happen there.
Florida has been locked in a lot of court battles with school districts who imposed mask mandates with medical exemptions. And now DeSantis turned to the legislature to include in the bill that parents and not schools should be having the sole discretion over masking and vaccine requirements for their children. And if a parent feels like they didn't have the sole discretion for these decisions, that they would be able to go after the school boards through complaints and seek relief and attorney fees from them.
What do you think Governor DeSantis is trying to accomplish in the long run with this coronavirus strategy? What are the politics at play here, Anna?
Well, the political calculations is something that has become a common theme of attack for Democrats here. They keep pointing out that Governor Ron DeSantis is running for re-election next year, and he's been fundraising throughout the country. And so there is a lot of chatter about whether or not he's considering a run for president in 2024. And also, It's a continuation of DeSantis challenging the Biden administration over COVID response. He's been going back and forth over the school masking issue. Now there's like the COVID vaccine mandate rule and now special session, which would put potentially the state and the feds at a clash with this potential withdrawal from OSHA.
Ana Ceballos is state government reporter for the Miami Herald. Ana, thank you.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.